This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Romans chapter 10, How to Develop a Heart for People. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few years ago, Lawrence Sanney, then president of the Navigators, was teaching a seminar on prayer. He told us, prayer is not preparation for doing the work of God. Prayer is the work of God. I wrote it down at the time and have given it a good deal of thought since then. I believe he was right. And for a practical example of what Lauren was saying, look at Romans chapter 10, verse 1, where Paul says, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I believe that Paul's heart's desire for the salvation of Israel led him to pray. Perhaps you have a friend or family member or someone at work whom you would like to see come to salvation in Jesus Christ. If so, one of the first steps you can take in bringing that desire to reality is to pray. But let me sound a warning at this point. There is more to prayer than walking into God's office and dropping a memo into his in-basket. The feel we get from the Apostle Paul is that his prayer grew out of a deep inner longing. In Romans chapter 9, verse 2, Paul speaks of his desire for the salvation of his people and says, I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. Other translations have it, in my heart a pain that never leaves me. Prayer is sharing our hearts with God, not just reciting a list of people and things for Him to bless. Most of us don't have much trouble coming to God with a heart full of deep personal concerns, our work, our finances, our relationships. But are we burdened for others? Does the salvation of others weigh as heavily on our minds and hearts as the material things we think we need? How can we get the same kind of heart as the Apostle Paul had? The only way I know is to spend time with Jesus Christ, who was moved with compassion toward the people he saw. When Jesus looked at the city of Jerusalem, he wept. The closer we walk with Christ in our life of daily discipleship, the deeper our desires will grow in prayer for others. Let me offer a practical suggestion. Why not take the name of one person you know who was not a Christian and begin praying for that individual every day? As you pray, ask God to burden your heart even more for that person. Don't give up if nothing happens in a week or two. Keep on praying and sharing your heart's desire with God. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. What is the biggest need in the Church of Jesus Christ today? Join us tomorrow for a pastor's perceptive answer on Daily Discipleship.